905, and I'm at Powell and 21st.
905, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
Yeah, I had a customer that was basically passed out in the back, and I had to get out of his seat to go check on him because he was, like, limped over, and I found smoking supplies for fentanyl, a tube. His lighter was still hot, and there was a tin foil. And I asked him if he, I asked him if he was okay. And I saw the smoking supplies, and I was like, "Are you smoking on my bus? Are you smoking fentanyl?" You know, I didn't smoke it, and blah blah blah. And I was like, "Okay, get off the bus." So yeah, I've had an incident of someone smoking fentanyl on my bus.
Okay, copy. Are you experiencing anything, smell anything, or feel strange at all? Is there any odor or anything on board?
Well, I don't smell anything, but, it's the back windows are open. Do you want me to air on the bus, or am I clear to continue?
Is he still on board?
No, yeah, I kicked him off.
Okay, from what I understand the rules, if you don't see any smoke and you don't smell or feel odd or sick or anything, you can continue to roll. If you do experience any effects like feeling strange or any complaints from passengers about smells, go ahead and pull off and give us a call back. But if you feel okay and you feel comfortable to roll, go ahead and do so.
Okay, that's fine. I'm gonna go ahead and open up the windows, and I figure that'll help out any situation on that. And I will go ahead and reload my passengers and roll.
Okay, copy that. All right, thank you. Hope you have a less eventful night at 2326.